Blog Talk Radio.
The proof is in the scriptures, coming steady with me. Shalom to all my brothers and sisters the world over. Blessed to be experiencing the greatness of Yah. It's good knowing Yah. I'm from Tacoma and always seeking the fellowship for the reason of knowing the difference of Hebrew and Eve. And I'm reaching out to y'all. Hit me up on the cell. Write me an email. But keep your knowledge on the DL. You know they listening to our transmissions, but only keywords catching attention. So speak to me in the code unknown to these soulless monkeys. Let the game unfold. We gon' show these. They can't stop us from learning the true words of Yah. Even though they keep a secret up in Vatican City, I want the spirit of wisdom and understanding up in me. Get praise to Yah if you feel me. What I need right now from you is a scripture too. We got a lot of work to do. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I'm here, we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no saying, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting? Come and study with me. We have been bamboozled, everything that fools do. Some Hebrews are gapping, act like it's usual activities of life, but they don't learn the wrong teaching. Those of us that know Yah should start speaking up. They're beating us. Look what they're knocking on doors with their negative knowledge. They are recruiting. I know the scriptures say only a remnant will make it, but it's hard standing still knowing the punishments they're facing. I'm sick of these masons using their black magic to control how my people are thinking. It's tragic. That's why we need to sit down, combine thoughts, write up some literature, and spread it around. There's a plague out there, and only Yah is the cure. And if we witness to our people, then there won't be no more. They'd have to suffer for giving praises to the many false deities this beast has created. I show hate. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I mean, we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no saying, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Don't just speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So while you waiting, come and study with me. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I mean, we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no saying, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So while you waiting, come and study with me. I've been called everything from a blasphemist to a constitutionalist, new revolutionist. I know they ready to label me as a terrorist, cause I ain't too big on calling myself American. I'm a Hebrew, descendant of Shem, all the way down to Jacob. I'm living for them. Y'all gave the laws to Moses and said it would never end, but in 2003, we still living in sin, and it's a shame. It's not like we can't change. Instead of trying to learn the scriptures, we live them in vain. So many habits in our brain that we won't let go. Then we teach it to our children, continuing the cycle. I can't stand these Muslims, Christians, and Jews that don't pay close attention to the things they do. But since we know a little better than them, we need to use these computers to start writing letters to them. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I mean, we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no saying, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So while you waiting, come and study with me.
Welcome to African Aramean Scriptures with your host, Oz Harif Bar Lorenzo, otherwise known by my captive name, Charles Williams. Okay, tonight's feature is the word Mikashef, often translated as witch or sorcerer, in Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. In an injunction found where it says, "You shall not suffer a witch or sorcerer to live." Now, what we did, we looked up the word and at 22:18, where it says, "You should not suffer a so-called witch or sorcerer to live." A chef. It's a verb that is a kashef. And it is made into a noun by the addition of the mem. So, And so it is of someone who actually, well, the definitions in the lexicon, all they do is reflect the translations of the traditional translations. So in Jeff Bennett's Ancient Hebrew Lexicon of the Bible, the index number is 2293. James Strong Concordance index number is, I didn't document that. But here we go. There's a word that has a similar root, another derivative, and they both share the same root, although these lexicons, the lexicon I used, and I'm sure the Brown Driver Briggs, they did not make the connection between kashef and the word that we did last week, ashaf. So what it is, I looked at, I know they both had the same parent root, shin pei, sofit. And we notice this, that there's capital punishment injunction on anybody dealing with serpent power. So if you listen to last week's episode, part 3 on mysticism in the Bible, you will already know that this is another word for serpent, shaf, just like nachash, in which we know that this serpent power is connected to the ancient serpent from the Garden of Eden, God Eden, that tempted Hava, our ancient mother. And so these people who tap into the power of these ancient serpents are to be destroyed. They have given themselves over completely to this power, and they are nothing but devices of this power in order to corrupt, put a stumbling block, obstruct the progress, spiritual progress of humanity, and to set everybody back and get us into times of idolatry and sin. But anyway, this serpent, the word that was translated as astrology, ashaf, which we identified as a serpent power, strong serpent with the aleph meaning strong or many, and as it was, it's not translated this way in any of your English texts. Okay, the first, that word that we did last week, we're going to amplify that translation. It should mean alpha serpent or serpent power, or even snake charmer. Snake charmer was a definition we gave previously, but we want to expound upon it to show how you can really go with that. Astrology was totally incorrect, because astrology, the real word for it, has to do divide, division, dividing of the heavens. And you know, the heavens is like a circle. And you'll see that in different texts where you say, talk about the circle of the heavens and the whatnot. But now we can get into the real meaning of kashaf. Kashaf is often translated either as witch or sorcerer. But we must have an etymological definition of the English terms witch and sorcerer. Now, previously, like when we did Akashav, we did a definition of sorcery. We determined that it means lot or lottery, caster. So you can cast lots by astrology, but you can cast lots by many other means. By drawing straws, you can do it. Ace. So to translate Ashaf as astrologer was way off, unless that person was using specifically in that manner, and that needed to be detailed and explained. You can just throw that out there very sloppy, like the English translators did that, and they do it as a tradition. They don't even think about it anymore. They just follow the traditional translational technique, and they go with it, and then we just inherit this particular tradition, and we think that's just what something means, and that's the end of the deal. But right now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back, and we'll discuss other term is translated from Mikashaf, and that's witch. Just hang on, we'll be back. respect messages.
Thank you.
Listen in to African Conversations on the African Knowledge Network, where we will converse with researchers about matters significant to the African diaspora community. Join us on Facebook on the African Conversations community page. Enjoy the dialogue on African Conversations on blogtalkradio.com. Listen to Love in Black with Charles and Jolivet on the Tribal Family Station on blogtalkradio.com.
There we will share our experiences and our insights on marriage and love, sex, respect, and honor. We're on every Thursday evening on the Tribal Family Station. Woman's Song Community Experience is an extension of the Woman's Song Facebook community. Woman's Song was created with the mission to promote sisterhood and solidarity amongst women of color the world over. The Community Experience radio broadcast is an outreach effort to bring lecturers, authors, healers, spiritualists, and others with the necessary information to assist us in our campaign to repair ourselves. Our community is in dire need of reformation. During this Renaissance period of awareness, we will honor the womb man, and we seek to bridge the gap of understanding, love, and the upliftment of our sisters in crisis. Will you join us? We need your help in bringing this new awakening to all who desire its enlightenment. Become a part of our commitment to elevation as we work together to lift the divine earth to their rightful places. Woman's Song. She's singing.
Enjoyed that break. Some sweet jams. Thanks to my lovely producer, Yafeha Bat Defryan. Say hello, Yafeha.
Hello.
There you go.
Yafeha.
We left off preparing to give a detail of the definition for witch, you know, the English word, to see if it would match up with the Hebrew term mikashaf. And so we're gonna just go back a little bit to go forward. What I did not do in the previous segment. In the previous segment of this particular show, program, give the etymological definition of kashef. Now, the root spelled Kaf Shin Pei Sofit. I did tell you that. But I didn't tell you how you got the definition. When the Kaf symbol is a hand. A palm, rather. Not just a hand, but the palm. And the palm is the same. It represents open-handedness for receiving and giving. Okay? And the root, the parent root, is Shin Pei Sofit. And the Shin is symbol is the two front teeth in your mouth. And they symbolize devouring, consuming, or applying pressure, as in biting. And the pay symbolizes the open mouth. And that's what the word pay means. Pay means mouth, an open mouth. So it can symbolize speaking, you know, just something going in and out of the mouth, you know, words, that sort of thing, food. And somehow the ancients connected the term devouring and the word pay to mean snake or serpent. I guess because all serpents don't just inject venom. Some serpents just open their mouth and swallow. So they consume things through the mouth. They try to eat things. They're bigger than their size, so it can, you know, that the ancient people put this word together. Now we can move forward with the term witch. Now, just by looking at the word kashef or this noun form mikashef, you can already see that we're going to probably have some difficulty saying that witch or sorcerer is a cognate, English cognate to the Hebrew term kashef. Right, because one of the things I learned in translating, I took French and German in undergraduate school, was that one word in one language is not one word in another language. And Bible translators violate this rule as though it does not exist. They try to distill every word down to a one-to-one word ratio, and that's not possible if you're going to communicate effectively from a dead language to another, or even a living language to another. Just from language to language, you have to keep the job of the translators is to communicate the ideas accurately. That's what he's supposed to do, supposed to make sure the cultural and ideological ideas are being accurately expressed into the language being translated into, you know, into the destination translation. That's the job of the translator. If the translator can't do that, then he can't translate. Plain and simple. I don't care how many people on this translation team. It's not going to work. The translation is going to be bad. It's going to affect people's ideas and spirituality and theology. It's bad. They're going to misunderstand who, what the Creator is, are, how they're supposed to relate to Him, how they're supposed to keep the commandments, how they're supposed to obey God the commandments, how you're supposed to do that. And they're going to know it properly. It's going to be communicated improperly. That's why we do this program, to research and figure out how to understand various ideas, ancient Hebrews, Israelites, down, to try to get what they were saying. What are these people talking about? What are they saying? Okay, now let's go ahead and get into the term witch. Witch is the feminine of the term Wicca, all right? And Wicca is masculine. All right, and it's from the Middle English. Now, Wicca's meaning has been lost to antiquity. I've seen lots of different supposed definitions. Some of them say that it means to pervert, and some or to distort or whatever. I've seen that, but they have no what kind of basis they have for it. That. But today, it overstood to be someone who knows the wisdom of nature and the world of spirit. That's what the all the web, you know, resources and websites that discuss Wicca, they just talk about knowing, understanding nature and how to, you know, understand the spirit world, which relates to a term we I think we uncovered long some episodes. We were talking about the spirit world. I think it related more to a term connected to the dreamer or something. Or even Nabiya. Prophet, yeah. Nabiya. I would say it would connect to Nabiya better. You know, better than Nabiya is the Hebrew word for prophet, but not completely, because the witch doesn't have to be a speaker. So, you know, well, that's a difference. So a lot of these ideas kind of have a lot of overlapping in them. That's what you'll see, overlapping, but it's not concise. That's why we can't use one-to-one words. That's why we have to be descriptive. Because if I try to translate witch, it could fit into a few other categories in certain contexts, but it wouldn't really tell you what the Hebrew word that was used in that passage actually means. That's why we have to use, you know, we have to be descriptive with. Okay? That's just the nature of the job. So, here we go. The English translation of the Bible dated the 13th century. I found this one on Etymology, ETM Online. It's an online etymological resource page. They have a term, a Bible translation of Exodus chapter 1, where the midwives called to the, two of the midwives are called before Pharaoh, Mizraim, that's the 19th dynasty, the Aramean dynasty. And they are asked to kill through children. And that term in the 13th century translation translates the word mildot. It translated as witches. Now, that's just a good example of, you know, that these midwives understood nature and herbs and that sort of thing. So they said, oh, that's a witch. But in the Hebrew, the word mildot has its root in the word to bring forth, which is yeled, which is talking about giving birth, delivering babies, bringing forth from. The babies come from another dimension and they grow in the mother's womb, and they come into our world. So the midwife is a deliverer. Thoughts of one sort, rather, of babies, of new nefeshot, new, they say, soul, new life. Not necessarily one who just knows the wisdom of nature and the world of spirits, which they do know. Is that not true? It could not be. But it doesn't accurately tell us what the word mildot means. But could it apply loosely? Yes. So like we learned that you can apply the term witch to a lot of different other Hebrew words, but it doesn't really tell you what they were talking about in the Hebrew, which is why we can't do one-to-one word ratios. And that was just a good example how now they translated this mildot as witch in Exodus chapter 1, and they translated the word mikashef as witch in Exodus chapter 22. Two words, they have no relationship at all, but they end up getting the same English translation merely because there was a loose relationship between both between the word which words. But in that translating style, the meanings of the Hebrew words in the original text are lost in the English translation, hence the phrase, things can be lost in translation. Okay? So, all in all, in summation, conclusion, the term which is not a suitable translation for the Hebrew term mikashef in Exodus 22, verse 18. And neither is sorcerer either, for that matter. A descriptive definition is necessary in order to the full power of what is being communicated in mikashef, which is really a person, serpent power, and they give and receive serpent power. They can transfer the serpent power. Remember the kafi, the open hand, the shin pei, kafet means the serpent. This person has the power of the serpent in his hand. It's basically some type of hand magic. The person may wave the hand. They do incantations and they may raise their hands and this is some type of hand magic. Probably could go into hand magic in another episode to amplify the type how this magic is done. And another article describes this type of magic here is typically done in secret. That's a problem with people doing at secret rituals. Very not secret, just function, and they do magic that affect the whole community and does not know what's being done for what purpose. So it can be of a large level, malevolent danger. So anybody for the command is anybody who is doing this, who's transferring this serpent magic, has the serpent power in their hand. They're working it in a secret workers of the force. You need to ferret these people out and you need to kill them. That is what the Most High Stone is communicating. Yahweh Zabaoth. Find these people. These people are in your society. Because they secretly bring in the power of the ancient serpent known as the devil. Power in, and they can work and they can undermine. Long of the community, and that is what purpose of that passage is, and the translation that we have been text for so many years has lost that meaning. And it, that's why I believe everybody should have some kind of basic rudimentary knowledge of Hebrew and Aramaic in order to be able to look up a term, the graphic nature of these characters, letters. Even if you don't learn the rudiments of the language, it's fine, but if you're able to construct and deconstruct words, you'll be okay. You can navigate through, if it's the Bible, you can work a lexicon, and you can get down. Okay, and in later episodes, we're going to do expositions on entire passages. I'm going to translate them, and I'm going to give discourses on passages. But that's what's coming down the line in the future after we finish uncovering some rudimentary mysteries. And then we'll go ahead, and we're gonna get down to some good textual analysis. Okay. Say Shabbat Shalom and Ayelah Tov. The important part of Mr. Bible.